I took the plunge and had the time of my life.
I finally took the plunge. You know what? Feels great.
What's up, guys? Welcome to The Plunge. Today is a day. Joining me, as always, my lovely husband, Riley T. Say what's up, dude.
I'm here, and I have the Hog Cranker 3000.
I wore that shirt, like, literally yesterday.
This shirt?
No, it was Sunday.
You have a similar polo?
No, it was, sorry I was late. I was cranking my hog.
Oh. Dang.
And, first time, long time, got Davey Wavy, Splashy Gravy.
It's my yearly appearance. I don't think I've been on a show yet for 2024, so this is my yearly quota.
You weren't on the live stream, were you?
Yeah, no,
I was. But that was 2023. Or was it?
The fuck did we do the live
February.
Stream?
Oh, shit.
It's been 2 months.
Shit, my bad.
Joining me as always, my lovely husband, Riley T. Don't know if I said that. I'm kind of brain dead.
You did. It's okay, though.
I'm coming from work.
We're all coming from work.
Yeah,
but my work is open later than yours.
My work never closes. Yours closes.
Mine closes at 10.
Sucks to suck.
I was there later than both of you.
Yeah. Can't deny that one. Okay.
And we're your fourth favorite host on the East Coast, the number one hockey podcast south of the border, the number one religious equestrian podcast north of the Mason-Dixon line, the number one Just Shimp podcast, the number one skyscraper podcast is what, Dave?
South of the border.
It's a conspiracy. The number one anti-nudist podcast with clothes on, the number one Canton, Ohio podcast.
That's a new one.
What? Just made that noise.
Hey, me. Your stomach
and
rumbled.
The number one wheel podcast that's in the spin zone.
Right.
I like that.
What's up, boys? How you been, Dave?
I'm alive. I came prepared with numerous amounts of stories.
You always
updates.
Do.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could just start with the gay club. We could roll into that if you want.
Yeah, why did you... go ahead. Just go
Dave
ahead.
Went to the MVP table.
I did. Wow. All right, so...
The most veiny penis table.
it was wild. So
that was good.
I was coming back from a baby shower that day.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, because
let me tell
that's
you.
That's how I like to start off my day.
Who's baby shower?
I can't say. We all know whose baby shower it is, though. My close friend. I
know.
You know. Yeah, you know. We're just gonna leave it at that.
He's got a brother.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Word.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hey.
Yep, baby's coming out next month.
Hey.
Wait, what?
They shouldn't have invited you. And I'm
That's
sick of
rude.
Us acting like...
That's rude.
I'm sick of the new narrative that the men are supposed to go to the baby showers. They're not. Baby showers are for women.
Dude,
for the women.
No,
I'm not letting this slip through the cracks. Dave thought you were giving him
I
a
really
high five.
I'm
literally getting
you,
my crank hand ready.
Would you like to high five me, though, with the crank hand at least? Hell yeah.
How strong did that feel?
Dude, you're really strong, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're strong.
When I went to the doctor today, they actually said I have the strongest hand she's ever seen.
Did they say that
strong?
You were lifting cinder blocks as a kid?
She said I was. She asked, "Are you lifting cinder blocks as a kid?" I said, "I was actually." She didn't believe how strong my hands were.
Of course.
His grandfather raised a farming tool.
Oh,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Shout out Tuba.
He'll never hear this.
No.
What if he does? What if the one episode he decides to listen to?
He'll get a
it?
Good kick out of
he
it.
Will
He'll
get
go,
a
I
good
do
kick.
Have strong hands.
Yeah.
He goes, you know what? He's going to listen to that and be like, holy shit. The
doctor They're talking
said
about how strong my hands
no,
are.
He'll be like, holy shit. The doctor said the same thing about my strong hands.
do you no, think he should enter like those slap show, like the slap competitions where you just beat the shit out of each other?
Dana White's slap fight?
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, you can wear a bikini. That'd be nice. Speaking of bikinis, so gay club.
Oh, I don't like that people started inviting the men to baby showers.
Right. Dude, let me counter that argument, though.
Sure.
Lots of good food.
Sure.
Lots of good vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good people. Yeah. You have to watch, like, baby stuff.
Can you shop for punani?
Yeah, absolutely. It's baby
Are they
shower.
A real thing?
Yeah, I'm sure. Look.
Punani shower?
We had, there was like a thing like messages to the baby.
Of course there was.
Yeah, so you could just put
no man is equipped to make that video.
No, I put some,
what did you do?
Oh, he's on a dick pic.
I put some horrific stuff
there. You
in
go.
There.
Men are
and then what
men
I did was,
for the shower.
What I did was I signed it per A Rich.
Good.
Yeah. So
that way, she's
that's
gonna, the mother.
Doesn't come back to you.
Exactly. But my handwriting's pretty shit, so she'll probably know it's me. But so let's come back. So let's head down to Boston to the gay club.
Friend's birthday? What was
friend's
it?
Birthday.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Gay friend's
gay
birthday?
Gay friend's birthday.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
You ever been to a gay club before?
No.
While you're very straight.
First.
You know what belt looping is?
Straight. You know, we
okay,
go
you're
very
straight. All right.
What's
you
up?
Know what belt looping is?
No.
You know what belt looping is?
Show me.
Is that where you attach to someone and be like, you're mine,
ooh,
like this?
Well, kind of. Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know who's comedian.
Also,
comedian.
That felt right, by the way.
That, yeah,
didn't
that felt, this feels good.
Mm. So apparently, I learned this from some comedian, don't
sure.
remember who it is.
Oh my God.
It's when men are grinding on each other from the front, they grab onto each other's belt loop so they can, like, dry fuck each other.
I did see
a little
that.
Bit harder.
Okay, I didn't know that's what that was called. Mm-hmm. But now, okay, what's it called, belt looping?
Belt looping.
Okay.
Good name.
It's kind of sick, I'm not going to lie.
It is a good name.
Okay, that is
why
good.
Can't men pick that up for the
dude,
club?
That's what I'm saying. You know what
how
I
many
realized?
Women are you meeting at the clubs that aren't in, like...
I think jeans are probably... decent club clothes.
I wore khakis.
That's fair, but you're so. Not belt. Well, they're both their parts are on the
clubs.
Front.
I don't know.
No, they're overrated.
You can regular know. Grind with a girl because, like, it's back there.
Mm, true.
So, like, you dry fuck each other correctly, like, in the correct orientation,
oh, okay.
I guess.
Right.
It's not back there.
Jesus.
It's,
you know.
It's more accessible back there than it
I
would be
so.
For.
I,
yeah. A man.
Okay.
Sometimes it's different. Okay, so we get so before I get to the club, we all meet at this one guy's house, right? And we're all gonna Uber there. So we get there, and immediately, as soon as I open the door, this Cujo-looking motherfucker, big-ass dog, hunt. Like we're talking, probably 6 foot. If he stood up on his hind legs, big dog, just comes and grips my love handles with his teeth.
He belt looped you.
He belt looped me. He belt looped me.
You got belt looped by a mega dog?
I got belt looped by a mega dog. I
saw a photo of this. This is like a 200-pound dog.
This thing's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, this dog is like...
Do you have a mark on you?
Yeah, you want to see it?
Oh,
huh?
Boy. He got belt looped into serious infection. Show the camera. Oh, yeah. It's a nice bite. That's a bruise. That's a good bruise. Yeah.
You know, you sent a video of... I think you were walking a small dog. I was like,
yeah.
Is that the dog that Dave
you,
got bit
yeah.
by?
I was, saying, yeah,
I was very sure confused by the timeline of the dogs.
That dog was awesome. So
not like the Cujo motherfucker. Not
no,
awesome.
He tore through my sweatshirt. I was wearing a sweatshirt.
I
tore through
I
that.
Did,
and
I
the
saw
shirt.
Your scab. The not even the scab. It was just an open wound
yeah.
the day after because we played basketball. It
yeah,
was
that
not.
Was fun. No, it was not fun. Now
how many days since
that
you
was
got?
On Saturday night.
Jesus.
So.
Is that purple still?
Yeah.
God damn.
So, everyone just say a prayer for that dog.
Yeah, say a prayer. Look, it's, yeah. Say a prayer for the dog. I did not get rabies shots. And
that was really funny.
On top of, it's a full moon tonight, boys. So
yeah, it's going
to
turn into a werewolf and
say,
fucking finish the job.
I might just be a furry at this point.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe
yo,
that's my
plot for a new movie. Vampires, but it's furries. If you get bit by a furry, you turn into one.
I kind of fuck with that.
Me too.
That'd be fun. Now, is it like a horror movie? Is it like a comedy? What do we
it's
drama?
Automatically a
yes.
horror, but
like rated R? Like we're talking like
oh.
There's gonna be some furry titties. But it's not gonna be like women titties. It's
yo.
Gonna be like a fursuit
oh,
that has tits.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they could be like a love interest, you know, like two dudes or maybe like a dude and a girl like love each other and like the girl gets infected but she doesn't tell him until it's last minute, you know, like they're about to get down and dirty and like
have you heard of a movie called Remember Me?
No.
Oh, I like that. They're about to start. Wait, real quick. We'll get back to you. They're about to start doing it, and then
yeah.
he's, like, going down to eat, and he sees, like, one of those tail butt plugs sticking out, and he's like,
oh.
Wait.
That's the big reveal?
Yeah.
Oh. That's the opening scene. They're in the car.
Yeah, you want to run from that. Hmm. It's like, what's the movie? Teeth? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the vagina with teeth.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah, Remember Me.
That's it. You would like it.
Okay.
Put you should can you watch it?
Just
like,
watch the last like 6 minutes. You'll
I can
be
do
fine.
That.
Okay.
I can do that. I'm cool with that.
Don't ruin it.
See, I'm not a movie guy, and I know this upsets you because you're a movie guy.
That doesn't upset me. As a lifelong non-movie guy, I'm perfectly understanding.
You want me to just let you in on the joke?
Yeah.
It's a whole convoluted love story, and then the like last 6 minutes of the movie, they go, oh, it was also 9/11.
What? So like picture
what?
picture a standard movie ends.
Yeah.
And then they like pan out and he's in the Twin Towers.
And there's just
with no reference
he's in the
to 9/11.
North Tower.
Whatsoever.
North Tower's on
the
fire.
The movie has just nothing to do with it. Fuck and then that. They just include 9/11. Like people around town.
That's insane.
Like there you start seeing the smoke and shit. And on the chalkboard at school they're like, yeah, and today, September 11th, 2001.
Yeah, you're
like it literally. If they didn't include that, the movie changes 0%.
Right. Okay. Well, remember me.
Remember me.
Okay.
Starring Robert Pattinson.
As far as I know,
he's in there.
Robert Pattinson.
He's the lead.
Well, he was.
Until
the plane hit that tower.
Yeah. Until about 11 a.m.
Yeah. Well.
Hate to see it.
Hate to see it. God rest his soul. All right. So I'm gonna.
So you're at this gay club.
Yeah. One more question about Remember Me, though. Hold on.
Yeah.
Was this before or after Twilight?
I think it was after.
I want to say after.
That's insane. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right.
And that was still an upgrade.
Oh, my. All right. All right. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I mean, how long is it? Like an hour and a half?
Probably not.
No? An hour 20?
No. Seems like a two-hour movie just to throw in. God,
right. I'm glad you're on my team because I said in our movie group chat, I was like, when I see that a movie is 93 minutes and then like a chef's kiss.
It's nice.
And Stewie's like, I ain't loving a good 2.5 hour movie.
No, I do love a good like 3 hour saga, but like.
Stewie's got more time than us.
Stewie has nothing but time.
Yeah, this is true.
You're so, like, I'll squeeze in a movie.
Yeah.
Stewie's like, this is my day.
100%. Stewie, this is my night.
Love them together.
Love them to death. I learned a lot when we went to New York City together. I get
forgot
it.
About
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what's your you would have stayed in that motel, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Me too. So me too.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
He showed me photos. I was like, okay. I mean, it's not great.
It's not ideal, but like, dude, it was $500 for I think like two, three nights.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'll take that all day in New York City. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would have stayed in that motel.
So what? I get bed bugs. What I have? But you power through.
Do you think I would have?
Yo,
yeah,
dude, yeah. You would have thrived in it. You would have looked at the new one we went to. You're like, no, I want to go back to the old one.
I feel safer at the other one.
100%, bro. You know it's bad when like the floor had cracks in it, and we were on like the fifth floor, by the way. Yeah, it was a good time. All right, let's finish
up. You're at the gay club.
Yeah, let's finish up this club story, and then we'll go on to something different. So we get to the club, right? Our gay friend. He's like,
is he really having the best time of his
he's
life?
He's so excited.
Has he been to this club?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay.
But what he didn't know, I guess it was a special night. It was like a sex night.
It's bang night. Okay.
So Saturday night, bang night.
DHN? Dry hump night?
Wet hump night?
There are no clothes.
WHN.
No clothes to be seen. It's just dudes in thongs and chainmail. It is.
That's kind of
like nipple clamps.
Dude,
bro.
It sounds like Shawn Michaels circa 1997, but
I don't
everyone.
I know what that is, but I'm all for it.
He's a wrestler.
He's a heartbreak kid.
Isn't he dead?
No, it's Chris Benoit.
Dude, he's going to hit you with some sweet chin music.
Chris Benoit? Yeah, Chris Benoit is dead.
He is going to, dude, they're giving sweet chin music to anyone who asks that night.
SEM at, what's the name of the club?
Legacy.
SEM at, that's not an acronym.
L-E-G.
It was fun too because the entire staff was gay as well, which kind of fun.
That's kind
of
sick.
Kind of fun. So we get there around like 9:30, 10, like maybe 10:30. Club closed at like 2:33. It is dick for days. It is just a sea of dick. This is a small. By the way, the club's probably
how
like,
overdressed did you feel?
Bro.
You were in khakis and a
button down.
I wore khakis. So I remember I had to buy new clothes because I got actually molested by that dog. So I had to go out get new clothes. And I'm bleeding through the clothes I was wearing. So it was just a good time. So I bought a button down.
Yeah,
and bought
course.
A little
pullover
vest.
Yep.
Because, you know, got to style.
A cardigan, if you will.
It was like an athletic cardigan. Like
a three-quarter zip.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, sir. And
Dave hit Control V.
100%, dog. I got that out for $20. It was a
that's
steal.
Not my whole outfit Shadow for Casey after Tanner. Knicks. Yeah. Like $37, and I got shoes, socks, pants, a T-shirt,
those.
And a sweatshirt.
In this economy, we take those all day. So, We get there, and immediately, like, so it's a pack of, like, eight of us.
Yep.
Half the group's like, I gotta go take a piss. I'm like, well, fuck.
How many of you were straight?
All of us, but.
Seven.
There's eight.
Six and a half.
Five. Yeah. Five of us were straight.
Undiscovered by somewhere in there.
So turns out this girl I was talking to in the group who I thought had a thing for me is a lesbian.
Oh.
But she's like, I'll go out of lesbian for you. And I said, what the fuck does that mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
You make
at
out
all.
With the lesbian at
I
the gay club?
Not, no. Mm. She's actually my good friend now. Like, she's like, we went through a lot of shit that night. So I was like,
well, you smelt a lot of shit.
Yeah. Dude, it was literally, dude.
I'm so confused. What is. I'm still trying to wrap my head of.
There's so much.
Would you
talk
say
about.
She said I'll go out for a lesbian?
Yeah,
she'll leave lesbian
for world
him.
For me.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's a good friend.
Knowing I have that power, that's nice. So we go to the bathroom. It is an all gender bathroom, open area,
open concept bathroom.
Open concept bathroom. By the way, you could
vaginas
see.
Using urinals, men sitting
well,
to
so
pee.
So that's the thing. It's douche again,
in the
gay club, 95% male. There's some ladies in there though. So the straight ladies are like horrified. They're like, oh God, what's going on? So what I did was like, I'll block you. So I turned my back to them and I'm just like.
You hid the.
I hid
the,
them.
The,
they could,
the dong on butt action.
And dude,
you hid
just,
the bouncing off the booty cheeks
bro,
for these women.
They're. You ever feel. I understand.
How
what
much
women go
bussy
through now.
Did you see get kissed?
Infinite amount.
Every time I walk through the crowd. It felt like I was an animal. Like, they're grabbing you.
Do you kind of feel like you're in, like, a TV show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt great coming out of that club. Don't get me wrong. The amount of attention you get. If you guys are ever, like, down yourselves, go to a gay club. You will get. I get
stroked.
It now. Yeah. It's like girls on Tinder. I get it now. It's like, oh, that's the amount of attention you get? Dude, I got my dick grabbed probably 20 times that night. My ass was smacked, like, five times. I had a dude, like, hop on my shoulder.
So you're. So, but, based off those, Matt, your dick's bigger, better than your ass, then.
I guess. Yeah. I don't have an ass, to be fair. So, I mean, that's...
Okay.
I couldn't step foot in a gay club.
Your ass would be...
I'm cake.
Your ass would
dude.
Be tenderized.
Bro,
after
let me... speaking of cake, bro, I've never seen... Like, we've seen some girls with fat asses before.
Gay guys that work out have the fattest asses I've ever seen.
They have those McGregor Roadhouse butts?
Dude,
dude, you...
You saw that? Oh, so you did watch Roadhouse?
Yeah. It's a wagon,
that was
bro.
All right, so it's just that.
It's that... copy paste throughout the whole entire club. And then what they have is in the middle of the club. So by the way, you're shoulder to shoulder with everyone. Sweaty, naked men. In the middle of the club, there's strippers. And
male
strippers, of course, yeah. And they're just doing their fucking thing. So what I wanted to do was get on that stage. Because imagine a gay guy or a straight guy just performing.
In a nice three-quarter zip.
Yeah, in a quarter zip, khakis.
Some khakis.
So my plan was
were you,
just
were you
fucking,
taking layer
throw,
off
yeah,
by
yeah,
layer.
Yeah,
were you wearing the 90s styrofoam cup shoes?
No, I wish.
Okay.
No.
Dave
I
gets naked down to just his shoes.
Just the Nike styrofoam.
That'd be fucking awesome. So, yeah, a lot of dick. So we ended up getting a VIP table towards the end of the
MVP.
Night. MVP. Yeah, did I say MVP table?
You said in the chat, you said
a lot going on,
ended up at an MVP table.
Yeah, there was a lot going
I was
on.
Like, that means you participated. And then Pointy hit all of us with a, that means he did the best. And I was like,
hell yeah.
Whoa.
Hell yeah. So we're at the table. It's on an elevated platform. So you get to kind of look over the entire club. Like, you watched Dune.
You got to look over.
You've
the
watched
seat.
Dune before.
Yeah.
You were like gay Simba.
Kinda, yeah. Gay Simba, yeah. Yeah.
Everything
Simba.
These neon lights touch is yours.
So, there was one point. There's a
that was a good joke.
There's a couch next to us, like probably 20 feet away.
Covered in cum.
Wait, I looked over. I saw just two dudes ramming into each other, like front to front, by the way.
Belt looping.
Front?
Yeah, front jousting? To front, jousting. And then what I saw was like a hostile takeover. He flipped them over and just butt fucked them right there for like 5 minutes. And
nah, he's the MVP.
Yeah, he's the MVP 100%, bro.
Yeah, and you got to give it up to
him. So when you get the MVP table, right, you get like a butler who kind of serves you drinks and shit.
That's funny.
He peers over. And I'm like, is this normal? He goes, yeah, we see this about like once a night. I was like, I'm like, dude,
anyone
what are
gonna
you?
Do anything about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I was like, that might be rape in some places. He's like, nah, they're having fun. I'm like, okay, all right, well, I didn't see anything. Turn around. So
he's like, you don't like that? Don't look in that direction.
So I had one girl come up to me and she goes,
That to me.
She goes, I want to dance with you. And I said, sure. She goes, jokingly, I said, because I already knew the answer. I was like, how do you know I'm not gay? She's like, look what you're wearing, honey. I was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
She got you.
Yeah. And then I found out she had 5 kids.
Yeah.
And I said,
you asked her if she wanted a 6th?
I did not, no. She's kind of gross looking.
You're like, but she was like one of 4.
She was the only
there.
Straight, yeah. She was.
Options are limited.
But yeah, that's, I mean, there was a lot more to it. Just, I've never seen, every time I blink now, I just see like, schlong.
Yeah.
And
Dave's
they
got gay club PTSD.
Would you go back?
Absolutely. It was, dude, it was a lot
I
of
bet it would be fun.
It was a lot of fun, I'm not going
to
lie.
Like, I went to school with a lot of gay people, and they like to have fun.
They like to
party. They have arguably the most fun.
I maybe not, I didn't see any meth, but like you could definitely tell they're on something. Molly, probably.
No, the gay,
they
meth,
love meth.
Meth
is like their
huge.
Makes
so
sense.
Are
you got to use the energy
machine,
to keep
yeah.
going. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see any meth on the floor, but to be fair, it is just like you're shoulder to shoulder with dudes. It's fun, especially when you take a piss in the urinal. You're just getting, like, fucking...
You get a boner.
Nice cock!
Oh, you're getting a lot of that.
I like your cock, Gene, and then they smack it to get it
yeah.
hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gene. Nice cock, Gene. But, yeah, it was a good time. Never thought I'd go to a gay club with a dog bite wound, but here we are.
Yeah, or the...
it was a good time.
I watched all the Die Hard movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Saturday night, yes.
It was a good Saturday
Hell yeah,
night.
Yeah, all right. What'd you do Saturday night, Hunt?
You're my house.
What did I do Saturday night?
We play Stardew Valley. No, that was Sunday.
Hunt is deep in the
I don't know. I don't
you
know.
You're my house. Yeah, you got Wingstop.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we watched
I
sports.
Oh, I did watch almost the end of Die Hard with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we watched the Bruins.
Yeah.
I just want to say, when Hunt put, yeah, you know, let him chew. Let him chew in the mic. It's okay.
Dude, I haven't eaten today.
He's hungry.
I got to stop doing that.
When you mentioned that he was at your house, Hunt had one of the biggest smiles I've ever seen him have for like maybe.
I was like, yeah, I
for
was.
Like half a second.
He just really wanted Pizza Hut, and we didn't
did you
get
really?
It. Yeah.
Did you?
The whole night.
It's been how long? I had a vacation the second week of February.
Yeah, where'd you go?
All
my only
to do
goal
was
for that vacation
pizza to get Hut pizza.
Was to go to pizza. Not even buffet, just a Pizza Hut
where'd
pizza.
Where'd you vacation?
His
I didn't
house.
Do anything.
Oh, you just balled out? Okay, so hold on. Let's backtrack on that. Didn't you just get a new job as a pharmacist?
Well, yeah, but I got licensed in September.
Oh, okay, that's fair. All right, so you took a vacation, you just balled out. But you wanted Pizza Hut buffet. You never got it?
Never got it.
Not buffet, just Pizza Hut. I just wanted a Pizza Hut
still
pizza.
Didn't get it.
Didn't get it. Mm. Wildly attainable goal.
Yeah.
I bought a motorcycle before I bought a Pizza Hut pizza.
Did buy a motorcycle. Do you have your license for that?
I'm taking my course
Fuck
a week
yeah.
from Saturday.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then I'll be on the road. And I think me and Joe are going to drive up to the draft together on our bikes.
That'll be nice.
Be fun.
That'll be nice. Maybe you guys can like fuck each other, too.
Helmets
nice.
Stay on during sex. Yeah. No condom. What?
Just wear a helmet. That's all I ask. That's your life. You do whatever the fuck you want.
No, I'm going to. My head is worth a lot.
That's spoken like a pharmacist yeah. right there. Yeah, now this is the Hunt I know.
Mm.
Absolutely. All right, what else has been new in your life, Hunt?
Let's argued with a drug it. Addict yesterday for like 15 minutes.
Okay.
About it.
Did you win?
I did.
Cool. He always wins.
Yeah, I know.
Paid
you know
a lot
why?
For that head.
Yeah.
With people, well, you can pay a lot for this head, too.
No, I'm not paying shit for that head.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Medicaid.
Were they sucking?
That was good.
Was there a lot of sucking going on, too?
Sucking and
so
farting.
Believe it or not.
Not a lot of sucking.
No.
Wow.
It was just a lot of dry humping.
Oh.
A lot.
Gripping.
Kind of, I don't want to say like.
More belt looping than anything else.
A lot of unwanted touching.
Dude, it's the no, it's the
well,
foreplay.
Wanted touching for them. Yeah, dude, they would just like. So what a lot of it was, I saw the most incredible thing ever. Dude.
Go on.
That is, yeah. Memories unlock in my head as we keep talking. So I look over the corner of the bar, and I just see 4 dudes in a circle just making out with each other. Like,
hell
yeah.
Yeah,
just. And they, like,
you should have gotten in that.
And they were starting to stroke each
oh,
other.
Never mind.
Can I ask?
What's up, man?
How's that any different from plunging for a cause?
That's true. No stroking.
We no stroking. Yeah. Yeah, no stroking. But yeah, well, they're making out. They're like, fair. Tom. Like, it is. Yeah, you're fighting for your life. Like, it is. And it's a four-way.
Like, you
it's
see not, any of those guys come up
dude,
for
and
air?
Here's the thing. I will say this about the gay club.
Was
they
it like looking
so
like,
coordinated?
Was it looking like We're the Millers? Like, one to the left, to the right?
Yeah. Dude, they were coordinated. Like, everyone got their fair share. It wasn't like, oh, Randy's getting he's getting 70% of the load.
That's called
like, everyone's distribution.
Equity.
Yeah, where's the alpha? The alpha's surely always
there's no alpha.
Busy.
That's the
community.
They're all sigma males.
They are. I'm sure the alpha's hidden somewhere. Alpha's not there. Let's be real.
Alpha was the guy who's pounding cheeks.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, oh, yeah.
He was the alpha was busy.
That was definitely like, I peered over. So I'm vibing, having a good time. I peered over like, oh, what the fuck? And then
did you
see.
Did you get
this
even
dude,
like a wiggle?
The couch. What's up?
I said, did you even get like a wiggle?
A wiggle of what?
Yeah, like were you fully flaccid?
No. No, I did not get a single wiggle. Yeah, not so fully flaccid.
Full flaccid.
So that's how I was like, all right, maybe.
You're
I thought we loved love here. Is that not love? Loving the club?
You can love it without being turned on by it.
Never fall in love in the club, though. That's number one rule.
That's, yeah.
Never fall in
love. All right, I hit this man with facts, and he said, I've done my research. Carry on.
You always pay the security guard. You always tip him. When you go in there, the bouncer, and you never fall in love with the club. This is two rules.
Good to know. Good to know.
Would go back, though. Absolutely would go back to the gay club.
Good.
Yep. My confidence never been higher.
Maybe go back on non-sex night.
No, I'm going back on sex night.
But I feel like you can get all the same perks that you're
living. No. Hear me out.
No, hear me out first. All the highs that you're feeling exist on a regular night that's not gay sex night.
Yeah, but I feel
how many people do you know that are starting to wag you and go, I'll take a New York strip?
Me, actually.
Yeah, there it is.
Me.
I will. It's just, you could definitely see, like, the duality of man in that room.
Yeah.
Like, the primal instincts kicking in. You're like, dude, we're all just a bunch of animals. That's what we are. There was no, I bet you no names were exchanged during that. Any interaction.
Said Dave Z tore into a young supple boy.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was a good time, though.
I feel like we
good
need
time.
To scrap that.
I don't know. Oh, it's in there. Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's my gay club experience. I'm sure like more memories will unlock as we go on. And
you have nightmares.
Rank it on a scale 1 to 10.
Of like just
fun?
Just
fun?
Experience.
Oh,
outright.
Experience-wise? 10, dude.
All right, the smell.
10.
Ooh.
So believe it or not, it actually wasn't.
I thought it smelled great.
You know what? You know what it smelled like? It smelled like
cologne.
It smelled like a gym in like the middle of June.
That doesn't sound like it smells good.
That sounds arguably
it's a
the
rough
worst
smell,
smell,
but it's not the worst because you know results are getting done in that place.
Rank it out of 10.
The smell?
Yeah,
I'm giving it like a 4.
Okay.
Sights.
A lot of creative outfits. 10. I saw
the music.
Dude, I saw a dude with a dick sleeve, like a leather dick sleeve. That was it, and he had his balls handed down.
He
and
had an actual cock
and
holster.
He pierced
and that's crazy.
His balls with like hoops.
Oh.
And he bedazzled the hoops.
He had nut hoops.
Yeah, he had nut hoops.
Yo, you could have 3.
Not really.
Is it? Am I thinking of you or Liam? One of you has 3 testicles.
It's not Trudeau.
Definitely not me.
Might be Liam. Trudeau.
Might be Liam.
Dude, we are related. Maybe he got mine in the process. So I watched Die Hard.
Yeah.
Can't believe I've been sleeping on them.
Now,
I told you they were good.
They're sick.
Are you saying Die Hard's a Christmas movie?
Die Hard's for sure. 100%.
Dude, I need
no
to
no doubts about it. Guess what? Die Hard 2, Die Harder, also a Christmas movie.
I feel like you fought me on this before.
You
told me that it's a Thanksgiving movie.
People are allowed to, you know.
No, that was a different movie.
Is that Paul Blart?
Paul Blart Mall Cop is the Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah,
no, it's
absolutely.
It's a Christmas movie. Black Friday is arguably more patriotic in Christmas than Christmas Day.
It's a Thanksgiving movie.
God, faith, family, freedom.
No, John McClane's cool as hell. John McClane Jr. does stink. Yeah,
oh, nice.
I couldn't get into it.
No.
It's not that I figured I would probably like them, but I had no motivation to start. And then I got
there's a lot of them too.
I got hooked on Keanu. There's nothing you can do when you get a good case Keanu.
That's
you
true. Yeah.
Yeah. Once you watch Point Break, you never go back.
Point Break.
I watch Fallout.
I've only don't awesome. Spoil anything. I'm only three episodes in.
No, I won't spoil anything. It's really
I'm
good.
Zero.
I'm so I cannot stop telling people. I'm so in love with Ella Purnell.
She is, dude.
God, she is yeah. my sweet little goldfish. Holy shit!
You know who's
shit.
My little goldfish in that movie? The blonde one or the show? The blonde one, the vault lady.
The one who gets her eye stabbed
yeah,
out with a fork.
Yeah, dude. She is.
Is it because she's pregnant?
Maybe.
Nice.
Maybe. That's probably my thing nowadays.
You yeah, know, Dave was getting gripped in the club, and he wants to get
I'm
gripped
ready.
In the gash, too.
Spiner stepdad. Yeah.
Her husband, or, like, donor,
yeah.
is a cuck.
Just a bit. Just a bit, but you gotta have fun. You'd like it, Riley.
I'm sure I would.
You'd like it. Did you play the games?
Nope. Watch Hunter play a bunch of them.
You still
you
like
watched
it.
Me play like probably 150, 200 yeah. hours of Fallout.
Yeah.
Or
shit.
Yeah.
Like we would hang out and I would just be like, all right, I'm going to play yeah. this. Yeah.
yep. That's what love is.
It is.
I think if you've hit that point of a friendship where you don't have to speak, you just sit in a room and just enjoy each other's company.
What does hanging out entail? I sat in the same
that,
room.
That TV him. Has gone through... thousands of hours.
Is that your childhood TV?
Dude, yeah. you know what
That's
my
like my first ever flat screen. You know
dude,
the first
yeah.
the first TV you
not
bought
really
at the Best
flat.
Buy Black Friday. It's
by
not
today's
very flat
standards.
At all. No, not flat at all. It's a 48-inch. Probably costs $900.
Yeah, nowadays.
You know what my favorite memory with that TV is?
Far Cry 4 making Tim do all the hunting missions.
Remember
no,
watching
there's one
that,
game that we truly loved. It's not a good game.
Wait. I think I know this one. Does
you
it
might.
Involve, does it involve bikes? Like motorcycles? Or
kind
dirt bikes?
Kind of. Not really. It's more... I think there are some in it, but I wouldn't classify it as a bike game.
Okay.
Fuck. Give you a hint. It is, I can't say this without Riley guessing.
Yeah.
Do you want to put forward your guess? Because I'll say this and Riley will be like, yeah, I know.
It's not Tom. I'm leaning Tom Clancy. I don't think that was it, though.
Can I give an honorable mention that I forgot existed?
Yeah.
NHL 3v3 Arcade.
Yeah, it goes crazy.
That game went crazy.
Didn't even know.
No, what? It's a racing game.
Oh, I know what we're talking about.
It's the one with the bikes and the.
No. You're never
you know
in a
is?
Million years going to
nah.
get it.
You know what
it's
it is?
It's Sonic Team Racing.
Yeah!
It's the Sonic equivalent on PlayStation
of Mario
Kart.
Okay. That's
we play. We probably played 700 hours of that game. It became like,
we were like
Riley was big into
like
achievement hunting, and it got to yeah. a point where we stopped and we're just playing the game for fun.
Also, no, we started playing the game where we were starting to set the course records.
Yeah,
like we're setting the lap records
just
worldwide
globally.
Because there was I don't know 17 people who bought the game.
Still though,
that was
record holders.
Legitimately. Probably some of my favorite times. It was that and then the summer.
That's insane, dude.
Riley's mad. Dude, that's what you fucking deserve.
Everyone, for everyone listening.
Riley's that
salted Hunter.
I started laughing at that. Vapor. That was all that happened.
Riley, so yesterday, that item that he just threw at me. Was it yesterday? No, Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
He goes, let me get it. And then I walk over, and then I just go and drop it on his dick. Because every time I hand
right
it to him,
nuts.
The way that he gives it back is he just tosses it at my dick. And then I did it. I go, that's what you fucking get.
That hurt.
Dude,
it did
that was an assault. That
I know. Now he's mad because he was
I
like.
I wasn't even purposely doing that one, but then as soon as it happened, it made me laugh remembering the weekend.
That did me. That was. I did you dirty. Your hand was out, and I went
it
under.
It went right on my nut, like in the most painful gut.
Yeah, dude.
Spot.
Now imagine every time I've ever handed it to you.
I have really good aim. I'm very
no,
consistent.
Well, I guess yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Consistency is key.
I don't even know. Yeah, this TV.
Yeah,
she's got some miles on
she's
her.
So many miles.
I think it's crazy. That like when we were kids, like maybe like 7, 8 years old, of flat or plasma TV. It was like, what, $2,000?
$2,000 for
a giant ass box thing.
Yeah.
You guys,
do you remember the on the ground, like 50 inchers?
Yeah, bro.
The my uncle had one of those. I thought he was the richest man I knew.
Did you guys have big tube TVs?
Yeah, of course.
Like, that's what, when you say on the ground,
yeah.
An like entertainment it system
dude.
Housed the whole TV. It wasn't
relics. Entertainment systems are relics. Are, I love when I see them in a house.
It's nice. It's nice. I have one.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like the ones that close within themselves. So like they have, you can open them up.
We had one that didn't close. It was the entertainment system, and it had shelves underneath.
Yeah, for movies.
We had our fucking DVD player.
Yep. The cable box.
VHS. Yep. And the cable box.
Yep.
The Holy Trinity.
Yep. That's right. God, I kind of miss those. They were nice.
They were really nice pieces
of furniture.
Yeah. Everything's just on the internet now.
Yeah.
And on the wall. It's all mounted on the wall.
Yeah, a lot of mounting.
For $2.99 at Best Buy for 73 inches. Unless you want that OLED. That's where you're going to pay.
OLED goes crazy.
I wish I could have it.
I think I'm going to buy a bigger TV for my bedroom.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then that TV that I have in my bedroom, I'm going to mount on the wall.
In your office?
In my office.
Hell yeah.
And then that TV that I have, that I will mount on the wall, I'm going to swing out, and I have a chair, like a recliner in there.
Mm.
That's going to be the spot, dude.
I like that.
I'm going to sit down and then not move for 48 to 72 hours at a time.
Speaking of not moving for hours on end, so just to confirm, you're a New Hampshire boy.
Officially
New Hampshire
as
boy.
As of like a year and a half ago.
Still, you never know. Never know. All right, so hear me out. Let's all, if we start this like bro league communion, right?
Like I like when the bro league communion comes up.
Right.
Is
this the compound?
The compound,
yeah, the
yes.
Compound. What if
Rick is going to be our faithful leader?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I am too.
Everybody needs to know how to garden.
You got to know how to garden.
Got to know
how
to
garden. My dad is Green Thumb Paul.
Sure is.
Dude, your dad's
GTP.
Hot.
Dude, no one grows zucchinis like this guy. Do you remember that summer? No, it was butternut squash.
I don't think I was home for it.
My entire backyard just turned
into
vines. No, at my apartment.
No, I wasn't here for that.
Okay.
I didn't live
the
at home during
the entire
that.
Backyard just overflew.
Wait, no,
with vines.
I do. You had the boxes.
I had one box and it overflew the box. It took over my whole backyard. I had hundreds of butternut squash.
Is this in Plymouth?
No,
oh, this was
like 3 years ago.
This was your
the apartment, the duplex, yeah.
Holy shit.
It's weird to think we're at a stage in life where it's like, no, it's at my other house.
Yeah.
I had to call for my corporate card at work.
Yeah, you call me
well,
quick.
No, it expired, and they sent the new one to my childhood home.
That's fine.
No! Now they have the t-shirts and the credit card.
They do.
It's tough.
So I had to call and be like, hey, I don't live there. And they were like,
please
do you live
cancel.
Here? And I was like, no, that was my other house.
Please cancel.
Yeah. Those guys,
dude, they're
going to so
fucking rob you. Seriously.
They don't return them.
You're going to show up. Hey, Mike, the government sent a credit card to me.
Got to have fun.
And then they're going to say, we don't have it. And you're going to go, give me back my shirts.
I am. I don't even.
I'm the real Riley, insert government name.
I just want my fucking shirts. Jack's ass on a shirt, dude. Mm. It's the best shirt ever made.
You know what's funny? I know that you're not upset about losing the cost of it. It's the principle
I don't care about the cost.
You've already ordered. You got two, right?
I got two Jack's ass. One for me, one for you.
And then two.
I got a Plunge logo shirt. Just to
for
have
you. Yeah.
For me. And then I made you a custom puke green Riley and Hunt Milk Boys puking shirt.
Yeah.
God.
Who sees those and they're like, I'm not
I'm
giving
keep
these
this.
Back.
Yeah. Dude, that I still have that vision ingrained of you just
colored.
Just me or Riley?
I think it was you, Riley. Just
I don't know. I don't think Riley
going
up.
To town after drinking like a
no, that was me.
Is that you? In a bucket.
And
yeah.
It was like,
well, we both puked in the same bucket.
Yeah, oh God.
We washed
oh,
out his bucket,
yeah,
and then
nice.
I puked in the bucket.
The smell stayed.
Yeah, it did.
That's fair. That's fair.
That poor office building.
has seen.
We
some
ruined
shit.
That office building.
Dude.
Yeah, that office.
Infested it with COVID twice.
I'll never forgive you for having to announce to the room.
That was fuck.
You forgive me.
I remember one day.
It was exciting because we got to go home early.
There you go. He's loving life. You hate charity, don't you, buddy?
Huh?
You hate charity, don't you?
Yeah, you already know it. Yeah.
Just being like, we'll see you, Jack.
Yeah.
Because he drove.
He just
yeah,
went
tough.
Home after that.
It's tough.
Yeah, I mean, when you get COVID, you got to go home.
He just
yeah.
got his car and went home.
I remember walking in. At like 6 a.m., that was my shift start, and dude, it fucking smelled in there, dude. That office was rancid.
I was
like,
trying to keep up. We had the
yo,
spray. We were trying to keep cleaning,
man,
but
it's not much you can do.
We should have let it freeze outside.
It was cold.
It was cold.
It was cold out.
It was big snow. Yeah.
We need like an outdoor. I need to get a camera set up right outside the door, and that's where we're doing challenges involving like whipped cream and stuff.
True. Yeah. Smart. Smart. Yeah. That's probably the way to do it.
Get a really long cord and a fucking webcam mounted to the...
Would you guys be open to like another 24-hour live stream, but in the summer? Call it like a summer bash?
I kind of like that, but also, hear me out. We make it so that if you're not on camera, you are just doing whatever in front of the other cam.
Pool cam.
And we can just randomly cut to see what people are doing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. You have
like
a house cam and stuff like that, or pool
like,
cam.
Have you ever cut to like... There's a couple that is here, like they're getting hot and heavy.
Right,
cut,
the living room,
caught
cam.
In the act.
Yeah,
yeah.
Living room cam will go
room,
crazy.
Guest room cam. Jesus. We don't tell them about it.
That seems illegal.
It is, but we're gonna go past. That's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's only illegal they find out.
Allegedly.
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 Allegedly. There's a camera in the guest room.
All right, guys.
And
welcome to hour 17. This hour we're playing categories.
What's behind door number one? Cuts to the living room. What's behind door number two? Backyard. What's behind door number three? Back of Will's nuts from
welcome,
the toilet.
Welcome to hour 19. I'm mowing my lawn.
Is Will okay, by the way?
I don't know. He's not allowed to poop at work.
Yeah, that's tough.
That seems like an HR.
Yeah.
You can't ban someone from pooping at work.
Him saying that people asked him to stop pooping at work
that's
is one of
that's
the
tough.
Funniest fucking things.
He just
I was at work and I read that and I burst out laughing. I'm like, what's so
funny?
Funny?
Text
I can't tell
after
you.
After we started recording, unprompted, he
do
just
we
goes.
Tell?
He just goes. I smell pretty bad.
I feel bad for him.
Wait, where?
He just sent it
in
that
group chat.
And that's what he goes, are you
good.
Okay, bud? He goes, I'm good. Just smelling like I got thrown in the lake.
Was there any, was he talking before?
No.
No.
I smell pretty bad.
Do we tell the what happened this weekend with disc golf and Will?
Yeah.
Also an all-time, I don't know if you know about this.
No one knows about, I told you
just,
at basketball, I think.
Oh, yeah, you did tell
so
me. So, yeah.
Me, Will, and Brian had plans to go up.
Smell pretty bad. It's
we're
crazy.
Going up north. We're trying to go adventure and play new disc golf courses throughout the spring and summer. This was our first road trip. I had the excitement of a kid on Christmas for some reason.
Nice.
It was one of those where I was like, I'm so happy and excited to go do this.
Fuck yeah.
We're going up to the woods at Beauty Hill,
okay.
Which is in Barnstead, New Hampshire, and it has three courses on
that's
the property.
That's where my mom grew up.
Barnstead?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you got out of there.
Me too.
That place
sucks,
dude.
You know why I know that sucks?
Because you've been there?
No,
because
people from there come to my
your,
work.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
listen.
It's a shitty place.
I drove through that town and I went, I can't believe places like this exist close to us as they do.
It's like an armpit.
It's so gross.
It sucks.
Yeah. But this place has three really nice courses on the property. Shout out. It's the Bobcat, the Lynx, and the Cougar course. So we were like, let's go play all three, 54 holes. That hurt.
You guys were hurting.
Won't give too much of a recap, but I was in pain.
Yeah, you're going to be feeling
the
that.
Rest of the weekend.
I walked in, and I fucked my back up sleeping last night. And Brian goes, yeah, we're not in good shape either.
See, this is a lot about him, though. He's not going to be like, well, I did this instead. You know, he's joined in like, hey, man. Shout out Brian.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a guy I got.
I fucking love Brian.
Yeah, I got to get close to
Brian.
He's the best. He's a good dude.
He's the best, yeah.
Got to keep good dudes around.
One of my not to cut you off, one of my favorite memories, you picked me up for school. It was
junior year when you would drive me to school in the morning. And we're sitting in Riley's car waiting for Brian to get there because we would like all walk in together.
Yeah.
And he pulls up in the minivan and he had his headphones in.
Fuck yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And we get out and he's gets out, still has both headphones in. And Riley just goes, "Do you drive with headphones in?" And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "That's illegal. Like, really illegal."
Is like, that the end of your story?
Yeah. That's what okay. It makes me laugh. Like, he was just okay. Like, yeah, don't care.
Disc golf. Yeah. All right.
So we went to, it was fun.
Yeah.
The issue is only me and Brian went disc golfing.
Right.
So we had plans. We were going to drive together.
You, Brian, and Will.
Yeah. And then Will was asked if he could bring Skylar, and we said, okay, do you want to drive separately? Because we're playing the 54 holes. And
right.
If Skylar gets tired, we're not leaving.
I'm not fucking leaving. I'm not fucking leaving.
Because we're like, this is a disc golf. We're doing the 54.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, we'll drive ourselves. So the plan was to leave our respective houses at about at 10 for an 11 o'clock round.
Mm.
At 9:08, Will texts me. Actually, he was going to come with me. Mm-hmm. He was going to drive with us. At 9:08, he texts me, goes, I'm going to drive myself. Got a funny story.
This is... Can I, spoiler alert, it's not a funny story.
It's criminal.
It is criminal. Are you reading? Are you pulling up the receipts?
He's pulling up the receipts. All right. At 11:30 the night before, I said, Will, are you driving separate or with us? Because originally he was driving with me, and I said, I got to know if I need to clear the seat, my back seat out.
Hmm.
At 9:05, he goes, I'll drive separate from you guys and meet you there. Hilarious story for you guys later. I go.
What's to follow is mind bending.
I go, word, it's 50 minutes from my house, so I want to plan on 10:50 at the course. He says, that sounds good, with a thumbs up. Brian says, I'll be over in like 30 at 9:10. Then I have a text from Will. Okay. So I have to be honest. Went out for my buddy's birthday last night and got roofied. Can't stop throwing up. Hate to cancel, but I'm not doing well, boys. Thought it would be funnier, but I'm not doing well. This is at 9:23.
Oh, no.
I still think the craziest part of this is how amicable he is and how just... He sounds so laced up, like, when he's talking about this. He's like, I really hate to cancel. It's like,
yeah.
Well,
yeah, sorry,
you
guys.
Were drugged this in a club.
Left hand up, this one's on me.
And we were just like, we're still going, see if you feel better.
maybe that's why you can't go to the bathroom at work.
He's shitting out the roofies right now.
Yeah, maybe that's what that smells it. I don't know.
That's a good theory.
I hope it gets better.
I do too.
You're a pharmacist. How long do roofies stay in your system for? Is it like a 24, 48 hours?
Is a class 1 drug. Mm. You know what that means?
No.
There's no therapeutic benefit.
Oh, ooh. It's just.
You know what else is a
no, meth has some.
You know what a Schedule 1 drugs include?
Tell me.
Cocaine. Heroin.
Mm. I don't see an issue.
MDMA.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Ayahuasca.
Mm.
Love that. Aaron Rodgers.
Drepanol.
Okay, I see the vision now. So, yeah, Will didn't come with us.
It's a C5 in other states. A Schedule 5. You can legally roofie yourself in other states.
Oh, my God.
If you think I'm joking, that's a New Hampshire specific state law. Or you can look it up. Rohypnol, Schedule 1, 0 therapeutic benefit as agreed upon by the New Hampshire State Board of Pharmacy.
As agreed upon by all doctors.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 doctors think there's no benefit to this drug.
You want to know the even crazier part?
Yes.
They can still prescribe Schedule 1 drugs. I've gotten prescriptions before for prescription strength methamphetamine.
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
Now we're talking. How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
We have a class where we get to try all the drugs.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Dude, I missed out.
Diuretic week stinks, but fucking PDE 5,
mm-hmm.
That's a good week. You know what those are?
No.
Fucking Viagra.
Oh.
Cialis.
You taking a Viagra?
Yeah. They're in that class.
Is that? Are you joking right now?
No.
What? Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You should have taken a Viagra at the club.
Oh, that would have been insane. Yeah, dude, just real fucking bricked out.
Tim asked me if he should take a Viagra when he was at ASU, and I go, can you get boners? And he was like, yeah. I go, you shouldn't, because it can, you know what the black box warning is?
No.
Which, you can get a clot in your dorsal vein in your penis, and then it falls off.
That doesn't sound very good.
It's not good.
No, I don't.
It's actually quite bad.
No, I'd be a little upset if my penis fell.
Off or just like went?
Probably off.
Mine sits on top of my balls.
Yeah.
You want to read my Die Hard reviews?
I would love to.
I'll read Die Hard reviews.
Okay.
I liked your review of the, it's going to sound horrible, but the cancer one.
Forgot Remember what me.
Yes. Yeah, Wade,
no.
No.
After Everything, starring Jeremy Allen White.
Maybe.
In Skinny Mia Malkova.
Am I doing Orion in the Dark, Woody Woodpecker Goes to Camp?
You can do whatever you want. I've given...
Snooze Fest for Orion and the Dark.
Shit sucked. New DreamWorks movie.
Hmm. Woody Woodpecker Goes to Camp. Half a star. It might be the worst thing I've ever seen. This final season of Weed Stain... Is that actually...
It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. That's her name, right?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, yeah.
Yeah, this the woman, hot mom from Weeds.
Yeah, good show. Way back.
Yeah, she's in Woody Woodpecker Goes to Camp.
Damn, that bad, huh?
Yeah.
So, Die Hard 2, three stars. Mm. The people on that plane died hard as fuck.
They did.
Score, 75.44.
Three stars. High three stars.
Do you know what date this movie takes place on?
I do.
The movie takes place? Well, if he died in a plane.
For Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2?
September 11th, 2001.
Not true. It's Christmas.
It's
Dude, still, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's crazy that you only, that's the what. That's it. That's the whole review.
Yeah, they died hard as fuck.
All right, Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Die Hard with a Vengeance, Die Hard 3. In my opinion, the best Die Hard movie.
This is awesome.
Samuel L. Jackson as Zeus.
1995, the year both Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson started losing their hair. This is the turning point. I slept on Die Hard for far too long. This goes crazy. Score 82.62 and the coveted Golden Heart.
Got a Golden Heart. Four star. Yeah, four star?
3.5.
Oh, nice.
I might have to fix that.
What do you think is the next movie?
How many are there?
So there's two Die Hard movies.
Two Die Hards? No, it was three. It was Die Hard 1, 2.
Two remaining that he watched.
Oh. Yeah, there's three movies remaining.
We're gonna say Die Hard 3, Back with
Wrong!
The Kung
Fu Panda 4. Three stars. Was fun. Also was the least I've ever hated Awkwafina.
That's right.
Something.
That's progress.
That is progress.
That's progress.
The Jack Black cover of Hit Me Baby One More Time in the credits goes unnecessarily hard.
It does.
Kung Fu Panda's, I kind of like those movies.
Third one stunk. Good. Third one stunk. Real bad.
Apparently his dad is a panda now and not the goose. Well, the goose is still there.
His real dad. I think that's Kung Fu Panda 3.
Yeah, I missed Kung Fu Panda 3.
Yeah.
And then Bryan Cranston the panda shows up. And I was like, who the fuck
Bryan
is
Cranston
this?
In Kung Fu Panda is good. The addition of the panda race in Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, well, I was
unnecessary
there,
and kind of takes away from the whole heartwarming aspect
of the goose.
Poe's dad being a goose.
Yeah, I agree.
And knowing that he's different but loving him anyways.
Correct.
That's neither here nor there.
Now they're best buds in this movie. It's kind of nice. They run the noodle shop together.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Would you like to guess? This is very close to our slogan.
Oh, God.
It's a Die Hard movie.
It's a Die Hard movie?
It literally has our state motto in it plus one more word.
Live free or die, baby.
Or, no. Nope.
Live forever.
Nope.
What's the
You
name
had
of,
most of it. Replace
you
baby.
You just haven't said the title of the movie. What's the first movie?
Die Hard.
What's this movie?
Live. Die Harder.
No, say the state slogan and the movie title.
Live Free or Die, Die Hard.
Cancel one of those repeating words.
There's one word that you said twice.
Live Free or Die. Oh, Live Free or Die Harder.
That hard. Just hard.
Viagra.
Live Free or Die Hard. Die Hard.
I also like, what's the first movie? Die Hard. What's the what's our state motto? Live Free or Die. Say them together. Live Free or Die Harder.
This one has Justin Long being a...
I forgot he was...
A sassy little computer hacker.
That was... Riley turned back on this movie after the Bruins game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I forgot Justin Long was in that movie, and I go, is that fucking Justin Long? And he goes, yep. I go, accepted, Justin Long.
Gonna be honest, I have no idea who Justin Long is.
You ever see the movie
Dodgeball.
Accepted?
Dodgeball.
Yeah, I know Dodgeball.
You know the little teen boy?
Yeah,
he's got dick-sucking lips.
He's the one who abandons the average Joes to
go
to the cheerleading
to go the girl.
Competition.
Yep.
Him, that's Justin Long.
And then, yeah, her boyfriend died from like a roller coaster accident or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is Accepted not the movie to reference Justin Long?
No, it's for sure. I love
Accepted. It's gotta be.
I love Accepted. I don't know if it's the movie. Is Accepted or is it Waiting?
It's not Waiting. Waiting is Ryan Reynolds.
And Justin Long.
Oh, yeah, he's the new guy. No, it's not Waiting. Of the three, it's not.
Too.
I love Waiting too. It's not Waiting.
It is either accepted
or
it's Accepted.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Live Free or Die.
Ask me about my wiener. Shout out,
true.
Young,
it does have
fat
Jonah
Hill.
Yeah. Is it canon that John McClane stopped 9/11 between Die Hard 3 and Die Hard 4? Score 73.76.
It was pretty good.
I don't know if I ever saw A Good Day to Die Hard. I saw Live Free or Die Hard in theater.
A Good Day to Die Hard was real bad. It wasn't at, so
is that
like
fucking Dave Bautista.
It is not Dave Bautista. It is fuck it. What's his name? He was the annoying edgy dude from the Divergent series.
Never saw it.
Oh, okay.
Never.
A Good Day to Die Hard. 2 stars. For sure not as bad as all the 0.5 to 1 star ratings.
So it has a ton of 0.5s and 1 stars. And I didn't think it was that bad.
It's not.
It
great,
was a massive letdown for a movie with a $92 million budget.
It's a big budget.
But when you factor in that $67 million of the 92 was dedicated to smashing cars, then you'd realize the budget is actually on par with the film. John McClane is... Done playing on home turf. This time,
oh, this was me making an imaginary like a slogan for like that you would hear like in like a 15-second ad. John McClane is done playing on home turf, and he's heading to the enemy's home field as he goes to Russia.
You also put "don't playing." That threw me for a loop.
Oh, my bad.
Too many lines feel forced, and Bruce Willis is withering away and just doesn't feel very John McClane. Also, if I hear them say "Jesus Christ" one more time, I'm going to beat my robot vacuum to death. Score 62.38.
Yeah.
Not the vacuum.
That's
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I think the last movie I watched was in December, and it was Dune.
It sure
Dune 1.
Did you get to fuck the popcorn bucket? Have you seen the Deadpool 3 popcorn buckets?
Yeah, it's like a door, right? Or something like
no,
that?
It is the face of Deadpool and the face of Wolverine.
Mm.
But you don't get popcorn from the top. You get it from the
like
side,
right?
And it's their mouth.
Would you fuck it?
I would.
The last movie you watched was Napoleon.
No, I got to update then. I had to put Dune in there. Yeah, Napoleon wasn't bad. It's not, like, the greatest thing.
Gah! Get your own thoughts.
Wrong Napoleon. That's right, though.
Tina, you fat lard, come eat dinner.
Why don't you talk to me like that?
Huh? I do.
Talk to me like
at
that?
Work. I'm like, God.
Yeah.
Has it
your
been 15
your fourth favorite
minutes?
Movie is Godzilla, King of the Monsters?
Dude, Godzilla fucking slaps, dog.
Godzilla 2 is your favorite movie?
That. Not my favorite. It's fucking up there, though.
It's
absolutely.
What's your favorite movie?
There's
going to be some.
The Big Short.
I don't know what
short,
whack-ass country you're from.
Big Short.
Big Short.
Your second favorite movie is Man of Steel?
Great movie.
Like.
Awesome movie.
From, was that Superman. Early
2010s? 2014, yeah. Great fucking movie. Hey, Clark and his dad, the interactions, bro. Yeah.
No, I bet you liked Smallville, too, you fucking
never
loser.
Never watched it. Never watched
it. So my new movie on the wheel is very unfortunate, but I feel like a good palate cleanser. Maybe. Might not be a good
Is it Love is Blind?
It's not. It's the Fantastic Beasts films.
Ooh. Oh, I forgot you got that.
Yeah,
you know
me
what?
Too.
That's actually... Can't be that bad.
It can't be that bad. I think the first one was good, and the
first
other
one
two,
was very good. I didn't see any of
the other
two so.
Did not have good things.
Yeah. Crimes of Grindelwald.
The
I
Secrets
heard.
Of Dumbledore.
Is that another one?
That's the new one from 2022.
Secrets of Dumbledore. That's porn.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Fantastic
I
Beasts.
Also
it's
have,
just a penis puppet.
Oh, I also have Blade Runner and Blade Runner 2049. Those are on my alternate spin.
I never. I spun last time I was here.
Yeah. Didn't That's, watch your movies?
Didn't watch them.
That's no. a
you know what they
shame.
Are at least?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's up?
What are your movies?
James Bond.
Who? Craig?
No,
it's
before
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good spin.
It's really a good spin. I just
that is my wheel keeper brain at work. I don't. What did we give me? Hunger Games, right?
Yeah, you have the Hunger
Those
Games.
Those aren't bad. Those are fun.
I could watch them.
What happens if you've already watched them all?
And you
just get a new spin.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice.
We play on the honor system here.
That's good. That's good.
What I get? I skipped that's this good. Week. Oh, you gave me Insidious.
Oh, fuck that.
Said, that was very funny.
I said, I'm good right now.
Yeah, by yourself. Yeah, no, that's
yeah I'm
super... I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, I did. I did.
So we added duologies to the wheel, so I want Sinister on that list.
Oh, God.
Don't. Those movies.
Yo,
I saw
Paranormal
Sinister
Activity on there. If it's not already,
there's
on there.
Already like 12 of those. I don't know if it's not
paranormal.
On the list, it for sure should be.
Yeah,
that's a really.
What about The Purge?
Those are good.
Those should be on there too.
None of those are scary,
but
they're
still,
very.
They
get real fucking weird.
Yeah,
me and the Noahs watched all of those right before we all went our separate ways. The first one, I can see if you're in a theater and all the sound stuff,
yeah.
It can be a little jarring.
Jumpy scary.
Fucking like the first Purge is goofy as fuck.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, you can kill anyone, and people are just like,
okay,
running around like they're on bicycles and get hit with bricks and shit. Yeah. It's like, bro, what?
Get fucking dragged through the street by a car. You're like, oh, this is fun.
I'm pretty sure that's actually a scene. It's like a dude on a bicycle is being followed by somebody in a car.
Yeah, a dude
waiting for the purge to commence.
There's a dude in the my favorite one. I actually audibly laughed when I watched it. It was a dude in the a baseball stadium just crawling, and there's just five dudes just like with baseball bats just
they're walking after him.
Yeah,
yeah,
and he's
I
just
know.
Fucking crawling. I'm like, dude,
in
what?
Theory, couldn't the human centipede go on the wheel?
It yeah.
There is three.
That how does that movie have sequels? Do they just add more people to it?
Yeah, it's a whole prison.
Yeah.
What?
They make an entire prison.
Is Saw on there?
Saw's on there.
Okay.
Yeah. They make an entire prison.
You're not going to like Saw.
I think I am going to
no,
like Saw.
No, you don't. Do you like gore?
A little bit.
You're not going to like this.
So. I think I like Saw because I like the intellectual.
No, it's Saw's not a lot of that.
I like the.
Do you like,
I like
eye
game,
wounds?
I like the game. No, I
yeah.
don't. I don't
there's,
like.
In the exactly. first or second movie, yeah. there's a thing where some guy has a key surgically implanted behind his eye.
Yeah.
And the only way for him to get out is to pull his eye out.
It's fucked up. It's
awesome, you are though. Not going to enjoy these.
No, I'm not.
The butterfly trap does go crazy. Though.
Awesome. I think I'm going to like the concept of the traps, though.
The first one's fine.
They're cool. The traps are like fucking creative. They want the bleach tube.
It's a whole
yes.
prison yard.
That's fucking crazy.
A human centipede.
That's oh Jesus, that's a big one. Yeah.
I told Riley that I wanted to add the Hostel series.
Never watched that.
It's
you can
fucking
get it on
disgusting.
Blu-ray. What a cover that is.
What is the, like...
It's called Human Centipede 3, The Final Sequence.
I like that. Speaking of scary stuff, would you say, Riley, this house is haunted at all? Like, have you had any weird encounters? Because it's an older house.
He woke up...
Are you asking me or are you asking the girls?
I'm asking you.
They think it's haunted.
They think it's haunted?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you don't think it's haunted.
I mean...
It's not.
There's for sure some creepy-isms, but I don't think it's haunted. I think we merely have...
I think that's attributed to you normally live with people, and this week you don't have people here.
The fuck was that?
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, what the fuck was...
I watched you make that noise.
I didn't make that noise.
Dude. Dude, you can't. I swear to you, I didn't make that noise. Dude. All right. No, I'm on board. No, I'm with.
I think we merely have
Do you
guests.
Get freaked out by, like, rogue noises?
See, my house has so many rogue noises because of my steam heater system.
Oh, that might. All right, that's probably what that was, then.
It for sure was.
All right.
Riley definitely would be the first guy to die in a horror movie.
Yeah, I would.
He'd hear bang, bang, bang and be like,
I would do
that's
nothing.
The water heater.
Yeah, I would do
It's coming from the roof.
It sounds like the fucking timing
it's
on that.
It's the boiler.
Insane.
Yeah, it was. Also, I have an ice machine that's really loud. Oh, we have the bunny upstairs.
There's another thing
alive.
That... I literally was like, what is that?
Oh, I don't know.
It was the night that I was over for the Bruins. I was like, it might have been the bunny.
It's the ice machine and the bunny, usually.
Glad the rabbit's still good. Glad that thing's still kicking.
Yeah.
I saw what you did there.
Shout. Yeah, you like that?
That's nice.
You like that, dude?
But yeah, they think it's haunted.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. You had me convinced for about 30 seconds there when I heard that fucking popping noise upstairs immediately after. But we use logic here.
Yeah, there's been footsteps heard every now and then. Like
Riley's
downstairs.
Actually an amateur ghost hunter.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Palace Theater's haunted.
Palace
Theater's
super haunted. The other day, the ghost turned the light on.
Ghost
like,
here.
It screwed the light in.
That's
in nice. The, I have one of, the, it's too bright in my bathroom with both of the
lights on. So you give it a half screw to dim it?
Yeah, I unscrew it. No, I just unscrew it so it's off. And then the other day when Lauren was in there, both of them turned on. And she's like, did you tighten the light? And I went, no. And she went, and she freaked out. And I was like, she's like, oh my God. I was like, just take it out. She's like, but it was out. I was like, no. Physically, just remove the light. Just remove the bulb.
What would you
do
if you came home? And Lauren wasn't here, and then the light bulb was back in.
Yeah, that would be sketchy.
It'd be like, damn, these ghosts.
Can we not talk about
like
this? I'm home alone.
No, I want to keep going. Have you seen anything? Like any figures? Have they seen any figures?
Shadow
have you heard any like
things in the other in like other rooms where it's dark? Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Have you heard any like?
Fucking God.
No.
Okay.
None of that. Yeah.
Rubbing, unexplained rubbing, and like
that's just me.
You have carpets in your house?
Only here and then in the hallway.
Okay. Yeah. No. Just shuffling is also like a real common noise that you'd hear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ghost hunter hunt.
Ghost
amateur
hunter.
Ghost hunter.
Yeah,
ghost not hunt. Professional. I'm not getting paid for it.
Ghost hunt.
It would be kind of fun for like the live stream.
No, it wouldn't.
To have like an hour long talk with ghosts.
No.
I think so.
Second.
We should do a Ouija board
we
down
shouldn't.
Here.
Not a Ouija board, but like get the fucking box and just.
Yeah, you're afraid of the Ouija. That.
Yeah, dude. That
yeah,
shit. That shit. No, that shit's real, man.
I don't
want to
mess.
What is the box?
It's like a spirit box. It it's.
Yeah. Won't do a Ouija board.
Yeah,
we'll
do
a spirit box.
Board,
might as well get a fucking magic eight ball and be like, "Are you haunted?"
Because dude, it'll talk back to you. But like the Ouija board, I don't know, man. Something.
Dog,
something
the Ouija board
that.
Will talk back to you.
Yeah,
Ouija board does
you're
talk back to you.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
I used
a
Ouija.
I grew up in a very like my dad's very Christian. Growing up in that, and then you hear the stories and shit. Like, oh yeah,
I used a Ouija board when I lived just outside of Portland.
That doesn't surprise me.
And I only
me.
Got one message. It said, "Pop that pussy." I think the ghost was gay.
Did you pop it?
I didn't.
Fuck.
I think that was a good stopping point. Yeah. Well, Dave, thank you for your quarterly
really.
Appearance.
Thank you. I'm gonna go back to doing schoolwork after this and crying. So
I'm gonna go play Stardew Valley
with me.
Go.
Are you hopping on?
Yeah, when I get home.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
Ooh, I gotta fuck my lady.
Oh,
Haley?
Haley, yeah.
Nice.
I know.
Stardew or
yeah,
Stardew?
He brings her daffodils every day.
Oh,
I rub
nice.
My
Good
I rub my dick on the screen. I go, damn, those pixels.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Go check out my appearance last week on the All Bros. We reviewed Poor Things.
I found out who's been married for like 9 years.
9 years, Caleb.
Congratulations, Caleb.
Our age.
Wild to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, didn't know that. I think it's because we're so used to being the youngins of the circle.
Oh, shout out Joe B. I see him like...
What is he texting me?
Joe B?
He texts me like riddles every morning.
I love Jopie. He likes me.
Can I see one?
He puts him in the group chat. He tags me and does some weird.
Just tags you?
Yes. I haven't responded to one. Riley.
What's the other one?
Gotta respond to him, man. He's a good dude.
Dalama Nike Lama. Is that Spanish?
I don't know. It's not. I Googled one of them too. Nothing. So I don't know what. I don't know.
I bet I can crack this in sub 30 seconds.
Well, good luck. I'm going to go sit at the desk. I'm giving you 30 seconds to crack it. Everybody go Plunge Podcast everywhere.
What the I think Joe B just has a stroke every day.
I love that, man. I'll kill for him.
Wait. Before we close, he said gibberish, and then 3 hours later said, "What's up, everybody? Happy Earth Day at 4:30 p.m. Joe B., get it together.
Are you guessing?
No.
Fuck Esther the Wonder Pig.
Fuck that pig.
Fuck Esther the Wonder Pig.
That's got to be, the pig's got to be dead, right? Like, there's no way this pig.
It's bacon.
You know what? I'm looking that up real quick. That's got to be dead now. And if it's not, I'll come and kill it. Is that allowed?
What?
Is that